Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Welcome to Tuesday Prayer for Our Children. This is the time that we set aside weekly to come to the throne on behalf of our children and for our children and with our children. And if you have anything to do with children, then certainly you it's a blessing to be able to come together, I believe, and call upon the name of the Lord. Because the Bible says, call upon me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things you know not of. Great and mighty things you know not of. So this morning, we're just coming to the Lord today and calling upon him as he promised to show us great and mighty things that we do not even know about. Glory to God. And we usually start our prayer with meditation. And so we're going to start our meditation today and and then go right into prayer. But as we go into prayer today, I want you to know that you can bring before the Lord everything that concerns you, everything that concerns you about your children, about my children, about your grandchildren and or your great grandchildren, about children in your classroom, children in just in your space, in your neighborhood, in schools around you, because it's our privilege to intercede. It is our privilege to intercede on behalf of our children, and so we do that joyfully today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, okay, this morning I am reading from, I just realized I don't have my glasses, so I'm just, I'm tearing over it a little bit because I don't want to run to the other room to get my glasses. So I'm reading this morning from Isaiah 55, and verse 10, it says, the rain and snow come down from the heavens, the rain and snow come down from the heavens. This is my microphone. The rain and snow come down from the heavens, Isaiah 55, verse 10, producing seed for the farmer. I'm sorry. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. Glory to God. It is the same with my word. What does it say about the word? It is the same. The same, just as the rain comes down and stays on the ground to water the earth and cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry, he says, it is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. Glory to God. It will accomplish all I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Glory to God. And then verse 12 says, you will live in peace and joy. Enjoy and peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and his love. Glory to God. Glory to God. But the verse I wanted to really, really zoom in on is verse 11. It says, it is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. The word sent out produces fruit. And this is the word of the Lord. I like to say every time I read, this is the word of the Lord. It is final authority in our lives. And this morning, I just want to add, it always produces fruit. It always, when it's sent out, hallelujah, when it's sent out, it produces fruit. Not only does it produce fruit, the Bible says, excuse me, it causes grain to grow, producing seed, so it produces seed, it produces bread, and and then all these other things happen, as we can see, where there are thorns, cypress trees grow, where nettles grew, myrtle bulbs spring up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord. So I believe that it is right to say that we can send the word of the Lord out into every situation, because the Bible said it's like the rain that comes down. Hallelujah. So as we send it out, it will be like rain coming down wherever we send it. It always produces fruit. It cannot return void. I believe one translation says, the word cannot return void. It will accomplish the thing to which it is sent. It will accomplish the thing to which it is sent. And I believe that in the, I don't have the scripture with me right now, but in the New Testament, where it's speaking about the word, the Bible said, and the disciples went out, you know, the Bible says, as the word went out, it prevailed. Glory to God. It prevailed. And because the word prevailed, we can prevail. We're not destined to travail. We're not destined to toil. You know, if Peter was fishing, the Bible said he toiled all night and he still caught nothing. I believe we should get in a posture of sending the word out, defying the word, of decreeing the word, of sending the word so that it falls like rain in every single situation. So what does this have to do with our children? Well, there is a word, I believe, a couple of weeks ago, maybe more than a couple of weeks ago, the Lord gave me a word about the benefits package, our kingdom care package. And he said there's a word in the scripture for everything and anything that you will ever face. Glory to God. And hallelujah. So I just thank God this morning that the word, the scriptures are just coming. Glory to God. The word is quick and powerful in Hebrews. It says the word is quick. Glory to God. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the word. So we can send this word, glory to God, anywhere and everywhere we choose, where we need to see some drastic change in our situation, where we need to see some drastic change in our children, some drastic change in our sons and daughters. We can definitely send the word, because we find here the Bible says the word is like rain. Yeah. The word is like rain. And then in Hebrews, the Bible said the word is a sword. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And piercing. It's quick. Hallelujah. And it's powerful. And it's the sword. Piercing to divide asunder soul and marrow. And a discerner. Look at this word. Who is this word? It's so many things. It's a multiple word. It's a powerful word. It's an awesome word. And this is in our arsenal. We have this word in our arsenal as saints of God. This is our toolkit. Hallelujah. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is just revealing this to me right now. Even as we speak, bless God. The word, this is our toolkit. And then they put it on over. You know, I see, you know, the things with the satchel over their shoulder. And, you know, as you go out and you face certain situations, you just reach into your toolkit and you get what you need. Glory to God. You know, I believe David went into the valley and he saw Goliath and that man he was big compared to David. This was a big old giant. But that little David, that tiny little boy, David, he had tools in his arsenal. He had tools, glory to God. Yeah. And so he was able now to reach in and get five smooth stones in his slingshot. And I just, Lord, I thank you this morning. Our mouth, glory to God, is the slingshot. Our mouth is the slingshot, and the word of God are the stones, are the tools. As we fling the word, in any situation, in every situation, we should expect a return. We should expect We should expect a return on the word based on what we read here this morning, that, you know, you said the word, and great is the accomplishment of the word. Glory to God. It is saying with my word. And we're about to pray. I'm just getting all excited about this word here. I just found out I got a toolkit. I got a satchel full of tools I can use for anything I face, glory to God. He says, it is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all I want, and it will prosper everywhere I send it. Excuse me, glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. So we oh, praise God, hallelujah. I just got a fit of joy. Yes, Lord Rabata Koshiki Rana Masa. Rote Tekitaka. Hallelujah. Ha Koromatakate. Rota kakito shokunamate. Rebebete kuto shakatamare. Rebebete kuto shokunanataka. Rebebete kuto shokurabate kishe. Rebotoko shakarabate kishe. Rondo rosheta rabatakare. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We lift you up, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus. You are worthy, Jesus. You are holy, Lord. You are mighty, Lord. You are awesome. There is nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for your long suffering. Thank you for your kindness, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for joy in the Holy Ghost. We bless you this morning because you have blessed us, O God, with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, according as you chose us in you, Father, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before you in love. We thank you this morning that you are our shepherd. You are the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life to the sheep. You are our strength this morning. You are our hope this morning. You are our everlasting Father. Glory to God. You are our Prince of Peace this morning. You are the shepherd and bishop of our souls this morning. Hallelujah. And the Bible says you guard all that belong to us. We're so grateful, Father, for your word. Hallelujah. We're so grateful for the arsenal of your word this morning. We're so grateful for the toolkit, Father, that you provided for us in your word, Lord. Glory to God. Whatever we need, and oh, hallelujah, whatever our children stand in need of, Father, oh, we just found out in your word this morning that we can send your word. Hallelujah. And the Bible says it will accomplish the thing to which it is sent. We just found out, glory to God, that your word is like rain. Even as you send the rain upon the earth, Father, and it waters the earth, Father God. We realize that we can send your word, O God, to water those desert areas, Father, of our lives, to water those desert areas of our children's lives this morning, as the rain cometh down and waters and sits upon the earth. The Bible said it is the same with my word. It sits upon the earth and it waters the earth and it brings forth seed for the farmer. It brings forth food. Hallelujah. We send your word this morning to our children, Father. Lord, they haven't, it seems like they might have a closed mind to everything that we've been saying to them and everything that we might speak into their lives. Lord, they might have been turning, Lord, they seem to be turning a deaf ear to everything that we have to say out of our own wisdom, Lord, out of our own strength, out of our own, you know, out of our own spirits, Father. But now, God, we reach into your, into our toolkit this morning, the toolkit of the Word of God. We reach into our toolkit this morning, and by your Holy Spirit, we reach in this morning, hallelujah, and we send your word this morning of deliverance, glory to God, to our children, Father. We send your word of healing to our children, Father. We send your word of salvation to our children, Lord. We send your word of revival to our children, Father. Lord, as we dig in to your word this morning, we realize, Father God, that you said, our children are taught of the Lord, and great is their peace. We send them a word of wisdom, Lord, from your word this morning, a wise son and listens to his father's instruction. And we send your word this morning, and your word of wisdom, Father, to arrest the heart of every son, and to
caress the heart of every daughter. And we send your word of wisdom, Lord, and to stop them in their tracks, Lord. We send your word, Lord, and your word is quick and powerful, Lord, and sharper than any two-edged sword. We send your word this morning to cut between to sever, Lord, those things that are not of you. To pierce, Lord, and those things that are inflated this morning. To remove the foreskin of those things that are not like you from our hearts this morning. To take away, Lord, the foreskin, Lord, that you might operate on the heart this morning. To cut away all of the dross, O God, to illuminate the dark places, Lord. For the Bible said, your word is a light to our feet and a lamp to our path. And I thank you, Jesus, for your word this morning. Light in the path of our young people. Light in the path of our children, of our sons and our daughters, of our students, Lord. Light in the pathway, in the name of Jesus. Lord, my God, where they can't see their way, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Your word will shed the light. Shine your light, Lord. On every pandoroshike, in every dark place, in every secret place, in every obscure place, shine your light this morning. Rotoshekata, in every place that is not like you, bring to light every secret thing. In the name of Jesus, shine your light, Lord, the light of your word, into every crevice, in the moshanda rabasa, in the mosakatama rababa, Lord, into every deed and everything that is not of you, robobobobobobosha, shine your light, Lord, rototokotokoshiki, etakatatasha, Lord, where there is pornography, rutatakasha, shine your light, Lord, rushimorosataka, Lord, our children might be delving into those things that are not of God, and into those evil things, in the name of Jesus, shine your light, Lord. Let there be conviction and let there be a turning away. God, in the name of Jesus, shine your light, Lord, and turn, Lord, and turn us again. God, and turn our children, Lord, cause your face to shine and shine your light, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your blood cover, Lord, and let your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we bless you right now, and we exalt your name, O God, and we magnify your name, Lord, and we give you praise and glory, and we give you honor, Lord, and we worship you, O King, and we exalt your name, Lord, you are awesome in power, Lord, you are mighty to save, O God, you are strong to deliver, in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you for your divine grace has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace this morning. Thank you, Lord, thank you for joy in the Holy Ghost. We send your word, Lord, into every obscure place. We send your word, Lord, into every place of confusion. Hallelujah. For the Bible said God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. We send your word, O God, your transforming word, Lord. Your regulating word, Lord. To regulate every mind. Jesus, we send your word, Lord. We send your word of healing this morning. And for the Bible says, you are the healer. You are the healer, Lord. You are the balm in Gilead. Yes, Lord. You are the rose of Sharon. Yes, Lord. And you said healing is the children's bread. I thank you, Lord, that you heal every sickness. We send your word of healing today to every child. We send your word of healing today. Hallelujah. To every son and every daughter. Jesus, heal us, Lord. And heal our children, Lord. And we shall be healed. Lord, I thank you. We send your word because the Bible said it is health to all our flesh. Jesus, your word is medicine to all our flesh and healing to every bone. We send your word this morning to every cell. We send your word, Jesus, to every organ, Lord, in our children, to every to every vein, Lord, that might table takata. Jesus. We send your word this morning. In the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand. Let your word fall down. Like fall like the rain on our children this morning. Fall like the rain. Bring forth, Lord, seed. Bring forth, Lord, fruit unto righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We give you all the thanks. It belongs to you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. It all belongs to you. Thank you for your word this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the wisdom of your word. Ah, Musha Baba Baba. Eke Baba Baba Satarabaha.